This is part two of this podcast.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, fire away.
Why do men ghost women?
Because it's hard to speak to you. We basically said that before.
You know what's mad? When women ghost dudes...
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm pretty sure the reason why women's ghosted because you found it hard to explain or you don't feel the need to explain why you're ghosting it.
No, I've never had a guy ghost me. Ever.
Just really? Cool enough. Sound good.
To the gym. Listen, man can't ghost me.
Never, ever. I'm like...
Hey!
That's energy.
What do you mean disrespect?
That's disrespect. It is disrespect.
He has to let you know where he's going.
Why would you do that to somebody?
But I even mean when you're dating someone.
I think there's different tiers of ghosting. Like the difference between like me speaking to you and thinking everything's cool on Tuesday, and then Wednesday I just disappear. That's different to
still ghosting.
No, I've never done that. To me, that's ghosting.
I've never done that.
For example, if me and you don't talk as much, we maybe had a couple of arguments, a few disagreements, and it fizzles out. Some girls will call that ghosting too. It's like, it's not really. We just weren't really on the same page.
It's fizzling out.
And it fizzled out. But then people will call both ghosting scenarios. That's a problem.
No, I'm talking about, say like you could be dating someone off a dating site and you go out on a couple of dates, you have great dates, and you never hear from them. That's ghosting, right?
Facts.
If they say they're going to call you and they don't, that's ghosting. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking about like when you're dating someone, you've been together like 6 months down the line. And then one day they just don't call you and you're like, huh?
So what ghosting is
I'm talking about ghosting in general. I'm just talking about ghosting in general.
And we don't speak for one day.
That's not ghosting. Ghosting is like you never hear from me again.
I'm the ghost. I think that's my problem. I ghost too quick.
Marsh would be like, he sneezed to the left and not to the right.
Why is that?
He sneezed to the left and not the right, you know.
I don't know what it is.
Taurus.
But there you go.
See, it's a Taurus, bro.
See, we all know it's all working out.
Well, you can't build a connection.
I can build a connection, but I'm just like, do you know what, you get annoyed easily.
Or jarred easily, or put off easily.
Yeah, I think it's, I have a certain level of tolerance. If I won't do that to you, don't do it to me. I'm going to lock you off immediately. There's no second chance.
That one hurts though.
What did he do?
He sneezed to the left. Okay, this one's a big one. This is like a very big one for me, yeah. So I was seeing this guy for a bit, like 2 months, whatever. I was going to go to Mykonos.
It was longer than that. We were seeing each other.
So we're going to go to Mykonos. 2 months in, seeing each other. And then like the week to go, he's just like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, send me the flight details, blah, blah, blah. It's going quiet. Still posting on Snapchat and stuff. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, we're going. And the next thing I see him the day of, I'm like,
flying out to Mykonos.
I said, all he needs to say to me was,
not going.
Babe.
Yeah.
I don't even need explanation. Just say, babe, not now. Something else come up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this. And that's it.
He's flown up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man to Mykonos.
Was he paying for you as well?
Burberry shorts on the yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he was supposed to fly you out and he didn't. And he never told you he wasn't doing it.
It wasn't supposed to fly you out. That was supposed to go on vacation together.
But he still went though.
So we were supposed to go with his other friend and that friend's partner. But that other friend wasn't available because he has some like work.
We should point out that that friend wanted me to come, but I wasn't available. So we should point that out first.
With his partner?
No. One of his best friends wanted me to come.
So the original person I was supposed to go out with was like some politician guy, but he had like work commitments. So then he wanted to bring his best friend.
A lot of information.
His best friend and the best friend's...
Can we take weed breaks?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you said weed.
I was like, Kelly, you're smoking in the studio, you know?
Kelly said, yeah, so you see these men, these men are soft nowadays, you know?
Yeah, so we're supposed to go with the politician guy. He was not free. So then he wanted to wait for him to come back.
No, you can still see a story. It's fine.
So then his other friend wasn't free. my sister was supposed to come. And then he just kind of started like dragging his feet.
No, I get it. Basically, he should have said to you, babes, this can't happen. We'll go on holiday again later on. But maybe in his mind, he might be thinking, if I tell you that, you might cut or you might be like,
you know,
some women will say they like guys that are assertive, they like guys who stand by their word. So maybe he's thinking, I haven't stood by my word. I don't know what he's thinking, but to be fair, how is it going to work? Because you're going to find out I'm there.
Exactly.
But
is that it's still going to be a disappointment. However, it's going to be double whammy now. Because you could have just said like, okay, you know, I'm going to go because I've got this not going. It doesn't make sense for you to come. That's one disappointment. And it's like, no, it's not going to happen. It might happen to the very last bloody day. Bags packed. Then he's pulling out. Like, it's double whammy. Like, he could have just...
That's a big violation though. Bags packed.
No. Yeah, bags are packed. Bags were packed.
Waiting on the doorstep.
Exactly.
Like a little boy.
She was in the Uber.
It's me. Unzip the bags.
It's a we were going on a summer holiday.
Listen,
no worries for a week.
He's moving like he was home alone, like he just forgot you.
So what? So from then you just locked him, just done, just like
locked him off.
Well, that's a obviously one that you should lock off for, but you lock off for easier.
That's the worst thing that I've locked off for.
That's a violation.
Yeah, that's a big violation. Yeah.
I think everyone will agree with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the lightest?
The least.
I'll ask you three of you actually. The lightest thing.
This guy was like, "Oh yeah, it's my number, blah blah blah. Here's my other number.
Alpha.
Delete this number because this number is no longer in use." I was like, "Okay, deleted it." No, I did delete it. I just left it. But I see it's still in use. So I was like, "Well,
yeah, that's
you just got next number."
Why did he give you the first number in the first place?
I don't know. I just blocked him on everything.
But the thing is, I'm not gonna lie. I've got two numbers. But I actually don't use my T-Mobile number. So my EE number. I just use my O2 number.
Old school.
No, but you wouldn't give the number.
No, I hear you, but I don't know. I ain't got a clue. But I'm just saying you can have two numbers. Because when I go to America,
I don't think she's disputing that. I think she's disputing that.
No, she's just saying like, why
your number is not in use.
Yeah.
But it is.
But it is in use.
But maybe maybe he means by it not being in use is that I use this number more than that one. So if you try to phone me or message me, I'm going to respond to you on that number.
She's just thinking.
That's not what he meant.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's sweet.
But we don't know.
When I was doing justification,
you're justifying man them saying I'm stronger than you. No, that's mad. I'm not into that.
No, I wasn't justifying.
I'm justifying because I've got EE.
He was justifying that.
No, he wasn't. Kelly was getting annoyed as you saw.
You're fully getting like, what did you say?
Kelly called you a justifier.
No, because in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how we got there, and she kind of got there.
I appreciate the fairness.
No, we
played
devil's
advocate. My mum's like that. That's one thing I love about my mum's a Libra too. My mum's very fair. And if I say, oh, such and such did what, my mum will be like, but what did you do?
I'm like that.
I just like to see both sides.
Yeah, my mum's very cool like that.
I've got a dilemma before we move on, yeah?
Have I written it down?
I think it's interesting because I was discussing it with my friend.
Wait till she comes back then because so you get all three of them.
We have three different perspectives on the same situation.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask us?
Can I quickly do weeds?
Yeah, you can.
You got to wait. Shall I wait
for it to come back and then...
Do you have any other questions before I read this one up?
No, because Kelly was going and like she had to fire for
you actually didn't answer my question.
What was it?
Sorry.
Why men ghost?
I did. I said sometimes it's difficult to tell you.
But you know, like when men say, they say, oh, I didn't want to upset her.
Yeah.
But you upset women more when you go.
Do you know what? What if I've been telling you?
There's not a blanket answer.
I think a man that ghosts is not a teller.
There's not a blanket. Yeah, but your thing is, but do you know what it is with women? Yeah, some women, I say all women. Like, if you like me enough, no matter what I say, you're going to find a way around it. See what I'm saying? So I can
round away what? You not wanting to be with me?
Whatever it is that I'm telling you, you can find a way around it.
Like, let's just be friends, and then all of a sudden you're trying to still go on dates.
No.
So you can say,
I could love you down to the ground, but if you tell me you don't want to be with me, you will never see me again.
No, but Kelly, you're forgetting.
You know, a man needs space, and you send him to space.
No, but Kelly, you're at a stage where you can do that. But I'm saying, generally speaking, I'm sure you've been in a stage where there's a guy you like, and the guy might say to you, "Listen, I'm not in that space right now," and you're like, "Cool, I understand that." So you're around him still, but then gradually you're trying to let's go on a date.
Try to change the mind.
Or let's do this.
Trying to be like, I can make him laugh.
Yeah. So in his mind, he's like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, shit.
You can't ask me them things as anymore? The woman I am today.
Oh, so you said anymore? So you were there one day?
Yes, of course.
That's what we're saying. So that's what I'm saying. If you would have got ghosted when you were in those days.
No, I've been ghosted as the woman I am today.
What Scooby-Doo thing? I just pulled a mask off. You know what I'm saying?
It's worth for those meddling kids.
Can I ask you a question?
Sorry,
can I ask you a man? Can I ask a question?
Do you know what it is? One sec. Can you just hold that question for one second? Yeah. So, you said earlier on about men being transparent that women can take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think women can take it. Women say they want the truth, but they don't want the truth.
That's what the truth is.
To a degree. So, for example, like, all right, put it this way, like, so if you saw me in the club or you saw me somewhere, you like me, you're like, it's a bit of me, you know, I'll leave him tonight. If I come over to you and say, what are you saying? You fuck it tonight. That's me being transparent. Most women are going to be like, you just better think the fuck I think I am.
Doesn't mean no.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not happening.
That's not the type of transparency we're talking about.
No, but how can you choose what transparency is?
Talking about
we're saying transparency.
When you're trying to break bad news. Not like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck. That's when you're in a relationship.
I'm just giving you an example.
So the example is with certain situations. So if you're planning on taking me away and your situation, your circumstances change, I'm fine with you saying to me, babe, I'm going to do the holiday next month, whatever. To be honest, that's the first time that's happened to me. And I was just, I'm fine.
Yeah, a lot of guys, especially in America, they like other guys. Dudes.
You see this couch, yeah? Ah, the soundboard today is missing.
Please.
What's we need going? That
like...
Taze!
Okay.
It's okay if you do. But you need to know. The horizon has
broadened. Just let us know.
Just let...
Let us choose if we want to participate.
You've got nice nails.
Thank you.
This is crazy.
I take care of myself. No.
Good.
Brother,
I think the world we live in nowadays, you can just be real in it and just say
you really
that.
Can. There's although, a lot of people that will deal with it.
I matched with a guy on a dating site today, and he said he was bisexual, and I said, "Okay, then."
You didn't like it?
No.
But he gave you the transparency to give you the options.
And there's a lot of people that will. He was honest. I was honest. We both were honest.
What was your question?
Oh, my question is: how do you feel about women that fart?
What's on the sofa today?
I'm gonna push her gut.
Hey, Kelly's saying, "Boy, I've got wind right now." You know, so
I just want to know. Tell me.
You know what? For me, I can't speak for everyone. For me,
it's calm.
No. I need to cover it. I need to like.
I don't want to smell it.
I'm never gonna fight for any man.
I need to cushion my statement because there's still men that believe women don't shit.
Okay.
No, come on. You're sick.
I do not.
No.
Do you?
When I do, it's flowers.
Okay. So that's my point, yeah? So,
but you're not one of those men, are you?
No. Okay. So I don't mind if you fart, but you can't be farting early.
In the relationship?
Yeah, like we've got to be comfortable.
Okay. Cock up on the leg.
But it's always going to annoy me. No. Like, I'm never going to reach a point where it's comfortable.
Do you know what's so mad? I'm a farter.
I knew that was coming.
I am a farter.
Yeah, I knew.
Do you
are you
know
farting
what?
Around dudes? Are you wondering why they're ghosting you?
Can I just get to the crux of this? So I've struggled throughout my life with constipation, trapped wind, stuff like that. So that's why I'm an advocate for letting the fart, letting the poopy be free, because of health conditions,
but
right?
Where are you letting it rip? Are we in bed or are you just letting it rip because
anywhere
we're cool?
Anywhere needs to release.
Or are we in the sitting room watching TV?
Do you know
TV,
what? Can I just
rip?
Say, no, if I'm man, home alone, in my bed alone.
You're alone.
And I don't do a fart in the morning, I feel cheated.
That's fine, I don't care about that.
You have to understand.
Why don't you go out?
I'm not leaving the country to do a fart to appease
leave the country
you.
To go to the next room.
I'm not doing that.
Go to the bathroom then.
If I'm in my own house, God knows.
If you're in your own house, then tell me.
I'll say, baby, I'm going to fart.
Give me time. I'll get up and leave. If I really like you, I'll get up and leave.
Oh, do you know what I do sometimes?
You never sleep there?
I'll never sleep in your house.
Because you fart.
In the morning, just letting it rip like anyhow.
No, wait, if you know it's 7 a.m.
You do not fart in the morning.
No, but if you know it's 7 a.m.
Do you not fart in the morning?
If I'm sleeping and I fart back to them, cool.
Do you do poo in the morning?
Have you ever farted and woken up?
I'm not telling her to come to the bathroom with me.
Has a fart ever woken you up?
No, but the thing is,
yeah. You're someone, you're going like, brum, like,
yeah,
I want you to feel like comfortable pooing in my house. Like when people say, that's fine. When people embarrass about them things.
Wait, you're not pooing and talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Kenny, you're one of those ones.
Yes.
What, your man's pooing and you're sitting in the living
room? No, I'm not sitting and talking to him, but I don't.
Are you by the door?
No, but I don't have a problem with him coming in while I'm pooing, me going in while he's pooing.
This
it's
is
just
crazy.
Life.
We don't care about smell.
We're grown ups.
That's what we have to do with growing up.
Poo smell.
When do you want to smell that, Asian, Kenny, man?
If it's really stinky, you go, baby, that's a stinky one. What?
That's changing my view. I'm looking at you. It's changing my view.
Am I not sexy anymore?
No. Inside's more rotten.
He's like, now the salt eyes are rotten eyes.
Have you never dropped a bomb before?
Normalize. Pooing is normal.
People poo every day.
If it's a really stinky one, you might have an issue with your stomach. You might be eating something.
No, man, Kelly, you're making me mad over there, man.
I'm not saying she has to know that, but what I'm saying is equally, you don't have to hide it.
No, but I might kick off your yard. Like, the whole yard is gone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, not like that.
You never shout, you taking off all your clothes?
No. Never
taken
them
away.
Can I just say?
I'm taking off my clothes when I'm constipated.
I don't know what you're doing to take off your whole clothes and shit.
You've never been constipated.
Kelly, for when you feel comfortable to fuck, they can't smell lethal. Because I know when my ones are lethal, the guy doesn't even seem sexy anymore.
Exactly. You know when it's lethal because you can feel it in your stomach. You know when it's lethal.
Right. So I can leave then. Tell me to leave.
I would leave if it's a lethal one.
But tell me to leave.
But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't tell you to leave.
Maybe, please go. I need to do a lethal one.
You have to.
But what I would say is,
girl, with women, most times women, when they shit, it's not that bad. No. I don't know what the kind of girls are over there, but...
You keep lying, because you don't shit.
But because it's
you don't smell bad
me,
more times.
I don't want to be around somebody
girls don't do big
and
ones.
Holding it in all the time and getting trapped wind. I'm not about that life. I'm just not.
Kelly ain't dropping a big shit in my yard.
Why?
Nah,
she might do.
No, women are not built like that.
She, hey, I don't. Women are built to do big logs.
Women are always doing cleanses and stuff like.
It's pellets.
No, this is a fallacy. Women are always doing
you're dropping a big thing, Kelly.
Women are always doing cleanses and stuff like that. Do you know how many colon cleanses I've done? I'm dropping big shits, fam.
Well, did you drop big things as well?
Me? I'm not going to turn it in someone else's house.
No, but are you dropping big ones in your yard?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah,
it's just pebbles everywhere.
No, my arms. Pebbles.
No more.
You see, like, delicate pebbles.
Mom is round.
You're lying.
You're just eating red meat.
I don't eat red meat.
Fish. Your shit can't be doing that.
I wouldn't poo anywhere.
No, but can
I would hold it in and be constipated for a whole week. No.
Oh, you eat anything.
Okay, so you just need to let it out when it comes out. When you hold it in, it's going to be...
Do you know, actually, a sign of little pebbles is constipation?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and one that doesn't...
You're supposed to pull your arm, the length of your elbow to your...
Stay calm, for real.
This is the length of the shit.
Doctors say...
What doctor? Man, just using a random
doctor.
Not Dr. Singh, bro.
I saw it on Twitter.
Not Dr. Singh.
One woman was running off with someone's stool and it was like the size... It filled like the size of a what's the kid's thing again?
Potty. Fima.
Potty, yeah. It filled the whole thing. And someone tweeted as a doctor.
That's a good poo.
A potty's not big, sorry.
No, I'm not. The turd looked like the size elbow to top of your arm.
I mean, I know you follow me. You obviously don't follow me, but I talk about poo all the time. Because I think it's really important to normalize
everything.
He's muted you. You see what it is? I've mostly switched off.
He muted you.
I hear it, but I don't hear it.
I think pooing and farting should be normalised because I think people will hold their pooing and hold their shit in and it's a health concern.
No, if it goes in my yard and she wants to shit, that's fine. I don't mind you shitting. I'm not saying you shouldn't shit, but I'm saying if I want to fart, yeah.
Close the door.
If the girl goes to the toilet quickly, then I might
Coming back though.
No, but sometimes, as you say, you can gauge it like this is a mad one.
You can come back to room and be like,
"This is just air."
But if it hit you like shisha,
but then sometimes you might have the room spray so it
doesn't cut.
Marsh told me the tactic of all time. Yeah, so You go into the toilet, put bleach in the toilet, put your bum straight down. Oh, sorry, tissue. Tissue in the bottom.
And you, as soon as you frame, shit, you flush.
Flush the toilet, yeah.
Trapped.
One of the taps. It's all trapped.
I know that. I said it. You know what's getting on to me.
There you go. Go in the shower.
You spray, not spray, you try to find shower gel or something.
Yeah.
Just add a little mist in the air.
Yes, you have to shower.
I remember when I went to Kenya to the orphanage and I got worms. Yeah, long story, but I shared a spoon with the orphans. I know, I don't ask why.
Oh, you had to go to the toilet outside?
No. I'm just saying, I went to help out at an orphanage in Kenya and I ended up getting worms off the orphans. Yeah, so I had worms. So I had a really dodgy belly. So I was at this event and I had that, you know, that VI poo. Because I was going to toilet about 10 times a day, yeah?
I got that mouse.
So, I actually had a gig. I was up north somewhere and I had to go toilet. I probably went to toilet about 3 times since I stepped in the venue because I was going to toilet all the time when I had the worms. And then I was in the loo and I had someone come in the toilet and she went, "Who fucking done that fucking shit in there? You're fucking nasty.
And you're in the cubicle.
You should be a fucking shame to yourself.
Are you in the cubicle?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
You gotta sit like this.
But I used to be I used to be like, fluid. It didn't work.
It didn't work, yeah.
It's raw. Not like fragrant shit.
It was ponging
because it was obviously, it was
concentrated.
Bad belly shit.
But yes. Have you noticed that, you use a certain air freshener when you use the toilet and then you can even spray the air freshener after, but it will still bring back the...
The VI poo, you spray it in the toilet. So when you spray it, you got to be like...
But how are you spraying it though? Because you said you're supposed to spray it in the toilet.
No, VI poo, you spray in the toilet.
Yeah, I'm talking about general.
You don't spray VI poo in the air?
No, you spray in the bowl. And then when you do poo, it's supposed to like make a...
She said drops. You're not a professional, yeah. VIP just...
It's supposed to make like an essence membrane over your poo-poo.
So the tricks you have to do for guys to not smell your shit.
Because this is the conversation that's going to be brought up in the
Record. For me, you can do your thing. Just let me know you're doing your thing.
What are you talking about? When did I say that?
What, farting?
What?
Why did you say that?
No, he's okay with poo. He's not okay with fart.
Exactly. What's going on here?
But aren't farts poo's cousins?
What? No, but you can fart, but I'm saying... No, but you can fart, but go out of the room. Go out of the room.
I'm not going to lie. You can fart. Tell me to leave. It's your morning fart that you need
but
to
why?
Do. I don't want to smell it.
Just talk about it. Just,
what if it's not...
Why am I leaving?
What if you can't smell it? You can just hear it.
Go to the bathroom, just fart, man.
It's her yard, though.
I'm a guest.
Exactly.
No, man. Allow me, Kelly. Allow me, man. Go to the...
No, it's not smelly. It's just vibrational.
No, Kelly. You're used to it.
Yeah,
Is it... How PG is this?
No, it's whatever.
Where's this going, though?
Bro, where is this going?
I'm just saying. I'm thinking twice.
Is this to do with...
It's not PG.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eating bum.
When do we draw the line of the poo?
You mean because when you queef during sex?
Oh, what's going
exit,
on?
Exit, entrance.
You mean anal? Okay, or was that what?
Do you fart during sex or something? I don't know.
Lady farts, don't they? Queefing from the lady garden.
You see, when you're in that mode, I think you just accept it.
That's not what
when you're having sex and a woman queefs.
You're having sex and you
No, but you queefing is not coming from your asshole. It's coming from your.
No, I just think you're doing that.
It's
not the same thing, man. It's not the same. That's trap wind that's coming out. Like,
so, what do you think the weed that your butt is?
No. The weed that your butt is coming from that. It's
your gastric.
The queefing thing don't smell. You just hear the noise. Whereas when you're
getting pumped in.
Remember, if I'm doggy during sex and you fart, it's going straight up here. And I'm like, yo.
Up where?
In my nose. Like, because remember, it's
I wouldn't fart
up.
During doggy.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Hang on, this is a whole new experience. What?
No, because you're trying to say that queefing is the same. I'm like, it's not the same.
Right, Nini.
Yeah, it's not the same because wind comes out. It's just trap
nothing.
Wind.
There's no smell. That's me pumping it.
No, but sometimes
it is funny though,
there's no
just
smell from your fart. It's just wind.
You're downplaying this.
I'm not downplaying it.
It comes from the arsehole.
I know a stinky fart and I'm a farter.
No, she's talking about farts
and
nothing.
I know when I fart and no one smells it. Because I farted earlier. No, I'm
I didn't. Like, I will fart and move.
The secret fart.
And then I'll just chill. Then I'll see people like in the spotlight.
One time I was at a gig. It was at Brixton Electric. It was an actual excellent gig. I can't remember what one. It was this garage thing. And I had really bad track wind that day. So I was farting. Yeah. There was this guy, yeah, who was with one of the DJs. God. And he was really, really, really drunk.
Was he liking it?
No. He went,
you baited you up. Oh. I said, hey, that's the worst thing, you know, when you get caught red-handed.
But he was so drunk that I could say,
she's crying, you know.
She's like, yeah, it was my fault.
Kelly got caught red-handed, you know.
And then to him, no, you fired.
No. And you blame it on him.
And then want to try to turn it around on you.
Exactly, you know. You
have a smell it, don't it?
Yes. No, you did.
But it was so funny.
Nah, you can't fight in the ring when I see you, though.
You moved, or did you stay in the same spot? I told you, you can't fight and stay there.
You can't fight and stay there.
You got to move.
Let me go.
You never blamed. You blamed me.
I said you fight.
You did.
Was it like,
maybe I did.
Gosh. I did have a bad belly that day, I can't lie.
Kelly is crying, you know.
It's because she knew how it smelled, that's right.
Come on, back to work. She said she had a bad belly.
Boy.
Bad belly.
Those seductory eyes were down savagely. Your face is not looking the same.
He's like, Marvin doesn't look the same about me anymore. It's okay, Marvin. It's okay.
Can I read my dilemma now?
Yes, please. What's the dilemma?
So, I can only do one, to be fair. Yeah, so Mother's Day is coming up. That's why I thought I'd read it. So this is when I had the show on Just Hype called the Taser Black Helpline. So I'm going to read this one because I think it's interesting, yeah? So, hi Taser, it was Mother's Day a couple of weeks ago and I gifted my baby mom a car. Bear in mind, this wasn't a new car. It was my old car as I bought myself a new one and she couldn't afford to get one. So I thought it made sense. My current girlfriend of 4 years is mad about it. She's angry and said I must still love her if I'm gifting her a car and chocolate for Mother's Day.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Oh, so the baby mother is not with the baby mother.
No.
Oh.
She was expecting me to give her nothing. By the way, my baby mum gives her and causes me no issues in our relationship. She looks after my son, lets me see him. She's also single and doesn't have time to date with work and looking after our son full time. I'm actually mad at my girlfriend for bringing this up as an issue. What do you think? And was I wrong for giving her the car?
I am the candidate for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a baby mum.
That is a receipt of gifts.
That is a receipt of gifts from my son's dad.
And so sometimes in receipt of those gifts.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, you need to just be super chilled. She's super cool. I really, really, really love and respect my son's dad's new missus. And she...
And previous.
Yeah, and previous. I picked up his other baby mother the other day and we went out. Like, you need to be grown at a certain point. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to...
But you're speaking about from the receiving end. He's talking about his girlfriend's mad about it.
Why is she mad?
Could your... boyfriend be gifting his baby mama car.
What is his actual girlfriend driving? That's what we need to know. If she's not driving something, then that's a bit weird.
Why?
And well, no, if your actual girlfriend, like, so if you've gifted your ex something better than you've gifted your current girlfriend, that's weird.
No, but it's my old car.
No, the thing is, the reason why it's different is because, for example, not in a rude way, but you're the current girlfriend. Hopefully, this goes somewhere. But this woman is the mother of my child.
Yeah, for real.
And she's going to be in my life forever.
As somebody who's dated men with baby mothers, I've dated someone with a baby mother when I was young and insecure, and that would have upset me. And then I've dated someone as a grown-ass woman and not insecure. And I think if they've got a really good relationship, it's best for their kids. If I can see that there's nothing there, then I wouldn't have an issue with that. I think that was really kind, and I think that that's a really nice way to treat your baby mother.
Because when I met my son's dad, if he wanted to do something for his other baby mum, like, she's raising your damn kids. Do it. So you should be bloody doing it. So you should be like...
So the perspective that my friend suggested was, imagine you were the child and your mum is telling you, we can't... you have to walk to school now because I ain't got a car.
There's nothing wrong with walking to school. Just,
I never said there's anything wrong with it.
What's that got to do with your dad?
Wait. I'm saying your dad has gifted... Your dad wants to gift me a car, but his girlfriend won't allow it.
But why would you tell the child that?
Yeah, that's a bit...
No, I hear that, but there's some moms that would.
Yeah, that's an
idiot. But then she's toxic.
Then she don't even deserve a car.
Yeah, she's toxic.
Because why is the kid knowing about adult business?
Oh, so that's fair?
What's fair? No, the kid shouldn't know about adult business.
Yeah, but
I don't like when baby mothers do that with their kids as well, because I think that's not fair on the kid. Like, my mum, like, it's funny because my mum said it took her 10 years to get over my dad. I never once heard my mum badmouth my dad. I never once heard my mum slag my dad off. Never, ever. When my dad used to say he was coming, didn't turn up, my mum used to say, oh, maybe he got stuck in traffic. You know, like, she always protected me. Do you know what I mean?
Kelly's mum.
Big her up.
Good.
And then when I see baby mums, your dad's a fucking this, your dad's a fucking that, your dad's, we've got a girlfriend, tell your fucking dad.
You hear all the time, exactly.
Yeah, it's so awful. Do you know what I mean?
So, your dad didn't show up, by the way, just letting you know, like, why would you even?
Yeah, you don't do that.
When a child's got issues, then you're wondering why.
Yeah, exactly.
However you feel, you hold that on yourself. And my dad, like, when my dad used to be late, and then he would turn up with a gal. And I'd be in bed sleeping and I'd been waiting for him all day. And my mum would be chill. He'd turn up at the house of a gal. And my mum would welcome them in. And I know that must have burned her, but she's like, it's not about me, it's about my child. Do you know what I mean? So I
can't lie, that one could have waited outside though.
She can't invite herself, let
me get Kelly for you. One second, just wait there. Exactly. Slam the door.
My mum
your mum's a good woman.
No, she's a fucking amazing woman.
Because to be fair, like,
she definitely spat in that tea.
I don't know about that. I mean, do you know what? Maybe to her friend, she was like, Trevor fucking showed up with a fucking bitch.
Honestly,
but I never heard my mum talk like that about my dad.
Imagine me disrespecting my son's dad's missus now. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm not, she can pull up if she wants. I've actually hung out of her. She actually came to one of our shows.
Yeah.
And why am I disrespecting her? You look after my kid. Very well.
That's another thing as well. Like, if you got an issue with me, you might have an issue with my kid behind closed doors.
Exactly.
So it's better that we're all amicable and we're all cool so that everyone's cool.
But I get not everyone's mature. And I get that sometimes there's residual energy.
Yeah.
And as a woman, we feel that shit. And that might...
Or men, exactly.
Residual energy between him and the baby mother. Hence why maybe the girlfriend feels a bit funny about it. Do you know what I mean?
Gifting her the car.
Yeah, so in my situation, when I said when I was younger and I was insecure, it's because there was residual energy.
But he was going to the yard and he weren't just picking up the child.
No, he was just picking up the child, but as soon as we had an argument, where did he go?
Where else is he going?
To the baby mom.
Yeah, rent's free over there.
There you go.
But you can't go over there.
So roles reversed.
Well, if your girls kicked you out your yard,
she didn't kick her out.
We were just having dramas.
She didn't kick him out.
This is the same one that tried to kill me, by the way.
Awkward.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
So roles reversed. If it was the vice versa and your person bought someone else the baby father a car, gave the old...
seldom happens. Probably,
yeah, they said, this is my old car. There you go.
Yeah, hold on. So,
the girl that I'm seeing.
The baby father gives her his old car.
Yeah, yes. You know, the girl that you're seeing, she's like, I've got a new car now, so I'm going to give this to my baby father.
Oh, but that you way. Can drive her new car.
But it's the baby father, like the main parent.
Wait, I can drive her new car.
Yeah.
No, you can drive the old car. No, you can't drive the old car. She gives the old car to the old baby father.
Yeah.
Like, but to be fair, gone are the days that man is driving my car. He's got his own blood clot car. I used to do that, let man drive my car like it was his car. I don't do them things anymore.
So say your girlfriend has given her old car to her baby father. Yeah.
She's got a new car.
Is that
really
sick
scenario?
How would you?
Why is that bothering me? I don't understand.
Look, like, yeah.
Men are different. That's how I'm seeing it. Exactly.
I think it's the other way around. He'll bother him that she's done that.
Yeah.
What about the other way around? Another perspective. The girl you're seeing has been gifted
a baby dad has bought her a brand new whip for her birthday.
Yeah, 2024 range.
Young Ferrari.
2024
range.
This is nice.
Are you sitting in it? Running errands and that with her. Like a bad teenager, yeah?
I think it's one of those ones where it just depends on how it is.
Because that's what I'm saying. If there's residual energy...
I don't think it should be... I don't think...
If you know there's nothing there...
No, it shouldn't be bought. You shouldn't be buying it for her.
But if there's... But what I'm saying, if you know
there's no energy or residual, it shouldn't be buying it.
No. But if it's baby mum's and he's like, I want my baby mum to have a car for my kids.
No.
Why? Brand new car.
If she looks after the kid...
That's
like
a school run.
Yeah.
Makes the school run more convenient. That's the point I was trying to make earlier.
Yeah.
What if it's like a 20
car? The car's bought
car.
To make the school run more convenient.
I've got a car.
Are you waking up? Are you letting her drive your
Use
car?
Use my car.
Anytime.
That's not her car though, is it?
What's the issue here?
Was it school run? Use
all day,
school
every
run.
Day. Car there, outside the house.
So you would have a problem with it?
Yeah.
My boyfriend, her ex is a multi-millionaire. He's got a new wife with two more kids, but he's bought her the latest range.
Still got a problem. Still got a problem with it.
No, do you know what it's with men, yeah? It's different. This is beyond being insecure. This is, you're trying to stunt them, you can't. Yeah, that's what this is. Yeah. This is like...
But it doesn't matter.
You can what you can.
No.
It's a principle.
It's nothing to do with... And the thing is, it's just one of those... It's a flex. It's like, you know what? Hold this, man. Don't worry about it. Marv, how you doing? You good, yeah? See you later.
I disagree.
I'm in the kitchen like this.
I disagree because that's not your child. That's his child.
No, but remember the issue.
The child's not driving the car.
But the car is the vehicle for the child.
Yes.
I said multi-millionaire. I said why didn't Marvin buy a jing bag? I said why didn't Marvin buy a rubbish car? I said Marvin's got no money. I said why didn't Marvin buy a car? What's going on? I said multi-millionaire. I didn't say that about him. I stand corrected. You did say that. I twisted it.
Just live, but I at least admitted it live. Fair enough, but it's not happening still.
See, that's funny because when the roles were reversed, we had no issue with it.
Four different perspectives.
But I've really noticed how you haven't offered no sweets.
Oh, you can just take them. That's why. Sorry.
It's because, what is it? Pisces, guys.
He passed the mobile bum.
They're there still.
The what?
The mobile bums.
The bop?
Mobile bum.
Are you a... Sorry, to interject. Are you a February Pisces or March Pisces?
March.
Ah!
I'm joking.
Is it strawberry? Did you want this one?
Oh, it's cherry. Can I have a fizzy one, please?
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
What's fizzy?
March what? A cherry fizzy one, please.
I hate fizzy sweets, man.
Yeah, fizzy sweets.
Why? Garbage.
Because you don't like the tanginess.
Yes. It's a mad thing. Why is it bubbling in my mouth? It's true, though.
What's a random fact that you know before we wrap up?
Okay.
Get it time.
With people? Anything.
Just in general?
Not about fighting or shit.
Yeah, just a random fact that is you know of.
A random fact. I know loads of random facts, but now none come to mind.
Yeah,
random facts.
This is how you should have pre-asked me, because I would have had a really good random fact for you.
Yeah.
Random fact is...
that. Everyone knows this random fact that there's only 94% of the ocean, 4% of the ocean discovered.
Four?
6% of the ocean discovered.
6%
of the ocean that's discovered. Disgusting. So the 94%, is unknown. We don't know what's lurking behind. We don't know. But.
Okay. I've got a similar random fact. Only 5% of the UK is inhabited.
What?
That's UK? Mad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you get the train, you see a lot of land.
Yeah.
You see a lot of land.
So only 5% of the UK is inhabited.
I've got a good fact. We are on a show called... There's no house fucking
You didn't
house.
Ask about our show!
Right?
You had one...
This show is
you're there talking about farting. That's why.
You had one job.
I used to make up stories about me blowing in.
Sorry,
baby.
No housewives in the South.
No housewives in the South.
First episode got over 100,000 views.
Yes.
You can catch that on YouTube currently. However, in we're going 2 weeks' to time, we're going to
Amazon Prime.
Also, Amash, this is Mel. We're in a group called NUA, N-U-A. We have our latest single out called Return to Sender.
That's a great song.
Fact. Great song. Thank you, my love.
Yeah.
Kelly LaRock, obviously, the legend.
Legend, Garage Queen, you know what I've got is. A new album coming. I've got a catsuit line called La Catsuit. You can get it on my website. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Catsuit?
Yeah. It's called La Catsuit.
Oh, so I thought you meant you make catsuits.
I do. I have a catsuit brand.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, okay.
It's called La Catsuit.
I thought you said that's the album name. I want to check.
No, the album's called La Rock Music.
Okay.
This is, I have a brand called La Catsuit.
Okay.
It's on my website, KellyLaRock.
You do the other thing as well. You're done for Cheers as well.
Oh, I do epoxy resin. Yeah, I've just done a bar in Brighton.
Bad boy stuff, by the way.
Beautiful.
How was it?
A whole bar.
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Now, I'll show you the pictures.
If you go to Chisel, there's one bit where there's like light and it's like.
I did it. I do art pieces. Yeah, and I did one for Spoonie. So I'm getting into it now. I'm loving it.
It was bad.
I'm
going to
do a piece
pieces.
For a gallery. Yeah.
When I buy my next house, I'm coming to Kelly because her resin pieces.
Thank you, bag bye.
You already know.
I do interior design as well, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could kind of tell, don't you?
But it's very important.
How can you tell?
Because he can tell that
because he follows me on Instagram.
No, in terms of her gram, you can see it. Like Kelly, like you got a female on there anyway.
But there's no housewives in the South. It is very important.
Why is it called No Housewives? You're not housewives.
Exactly. That's why it's called No Housewives. You know, a lot of the shows are like Housewives this, Housewives that, and they're about women that live off their rich husbands, like for whatever reason, whatever they do. And it's kind of like their social lifestyles. This is just about entrepreneurial, predominantly black women. We don't have husbands. Not to say we don't want them, but to just say that we don't live off our husbands, we're making and carving our own way and our own careers in life. Yeah.
Because I can be a super duper housewife. You don't even need to empty a plate when I was a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to ask you for money.
Yeah.
Like, may I have some pocket money? Like, no, I need to make my money. Mm. So, yeah.
In all fairness, you should have had that director bit. You know, it'd be like, I don't want to ask you, so just put it in my bank every week, please.
I did, but then you have an argument and then...
All of a sudden, the direct debit stops and...
The direct debit.
That's why you gotta have your own, boo-boo. You gotta have your own.
I hear it.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming on, ladies. This was a fun conversation.
Would you like to keep a woman?
What?
Would you like to keep a woman?
What do you mean?
Like, take care of a woman.
Marvin, one day.
Allowance.
Yeah.
One day.
Like, take care of her.
But where, Marvin?
Why?
Not like, okay.
Why?
No. Okay, right. So would you not like her
I look
to
after a woman, but,
have her own but income? I want to take
her own she's still going to... Like, I don't understand the whole she's just living off me.
Yes.
No.
Like old school.
No.
Like old school.
There'll be times.
Like she's housewife and you just take care of her.
There'll be times where that can happen.
Times when what can happen?
But it can be times where it can evolve.
But back in the day, that's how there's no real men left.
We're not in back in the day though.
I'm just saying, that's how it used to be.
You can't say there's no real men. You're telling me about what happened in 1960.
I like when men did that.
You weren't there. You're telling me stories. You weren't there. I like when men were treating women in the 1960s.
But I like the mindset of men like that.
But then women were complaining back then that men were treating a woman a particular way in the 1960s.
Question. Your man's been taking care of you for 3 years. He's taken an L. And then you've got to take care of him for a year. let's be real. What are you going to do?
You're take care of it.
Yeah,
take
care of him. Obviously, you're not.
But obviously, I've taken care of men, innit? I've been the breadwinner. I've taken care of men. And then when I'm taking the L and I need help, it's like, I can't help now. Like, huh?
But
I took care of you.
Problem. Yeah,
I saw you for university.
Wait, did you take care of someone who has money or doesn't have money?
Someone who doesn't have money.
So how is he going to take care of you?
But your wife ain't got no money.
No.
What you got to do. You buy hook or buy crooked.
No.
Nah.
Kelly, you're changing the goalpost.
I'm not changing it.
No, because this is why I said I need content.
When you were taken care of, did you have a job?
When I was taking care of?
Yeah.
I had a business. I was still taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a nursery.
So the point I'm saying is, when you're being taken care of, you're not the main breadwinner.
I was broke as well.
You're not the main... She was broke. She's not the main breadwinner.
No, but that's different because... No, but if you're dealing with a man that doesn't have pee...
But you step up, and you're looking after him... But you step up.
Then you can't expect anything back because there's nothing coming back.
No, you have to step up.
If he was looking after her and then he...
That's different because you can see what happened.
Yeah.
But if from the jump you're looking after me and I haven't got anything, then what are you expecting back? I didn't have anything in the first place.
No, I was speculating. At this particular time, the guy I was seeing, he was studying to be a plasterer. So he was living with me for free and I was supporting him because I was like,
did you plaster the house?
No, I was like, once you get where you're going, it didn't need plastering. Once you get where you're going, then you can build your own
business.
But why
is he in your house and he ain't got nothing?
Because I'm supporting my man.
Why are you supporting this dude? He ain't got nothing. Why? Why?
There's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't.
That's too much.
At the time, I had no issue with it. Yeah?
No, but you have an issue with it, isn't what I'm saying.
No, but what I was saying is, but then when I was in dire straits and I needed help.
From him?
Yeah. He couldn't offer me no help. Whereas I feel like in that sort of situation, when someone has done those types of things for you, then it's for you to say, do you know what? Now it's my turn to man up.
Was he qualified by then? Yeah. So he could have helped you then. He just wasn't very good at business acumen.
That's different.
That's the thing. I still feel like you kind of have to have more with women. Verbally, they can say certain things and they tend to follow through with whatever they say verbally. With men, it tends to be more actions. Can't just go by what they say. What they do is what they're doing. And what they say is not necessarily what
they're... Can you feel it?
Tingling. Yeah.
Right? Right, though, right?
No, I agree with what you're saying, but I just feel
it's
like...
Just, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a man or a woman thing. I just think it's a people thing.
Yeah.
And it just depends because, you know, what's really apparent during this conversation is that the type of men we're talking about, you're not those guys. And the type of women you're talking about, we're not those women.
That's always the case when you have these conversations.
It is. No, but I've got some friends and I know why they're single. Do you know what I mean?
Have you told them?
No.
Why not?
No, I have. I definitely have.
No, I wouldn't. I mean in the sense of that.
Help them.
By the way, you're a waste girl and you need to stop being a leech.
It's not that, but it's in terms of maybe the men you're choosing, maybe you need to choose better men.
I would always say that to a friend, but I mean in the sense of like, I feel like everyone should do counselling. I think everyone can benefit from counselling. I think it's necessary for most people. I think there's hardly anyone that's gone through life and doesn't have some kind of childhood trauma. So I think it's really important that we all do the work. And I think some people don't do the work and they expect results and they expect this to happen and that to happen and they don't understand why they're their own worst enemy. It's because they ain't done the fucking work. So I will say, you've got to do the work. That I will be honest about. Do you know what I mean?
But no disrespect, but you don't want to take opinions from someone who hasn't got what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you're there with your single self.
In a marriage, you've
been there for a marriage for 20 years and then they're like, you know what? This person knows what they're talking about.
But I'm
that girl as well. I had my 10-year relationship. It fucked up. However, I still got the advice.
People were like, oh yeah, like they don't want to listen to you. But sometimes you have like experience knowledge.
But don't listen to you. I mean, I see
situationships.
I see why some people are single. Do you know what I mean?
You know what you don't want to cut up with, isn't it?
But I see why some people are single.
You can see from the outside, like, okay, this person should not really be in this situation that long. They're getting gaslighted. And it's still there, and I can see that. And I would have removed myself from that situation way quicker. Maybe I've not been in that situation for as long, so I don't have those like a 4-year relationship of being gaslighted or whatever. Might be a smaller gaslit situation, gaslit. Yeah, but yeah, unless it's someone that's actually married for 4 years, then
yeah, it's hard to take advice from people.
Do you know where the term gaslight comes from?
Yeah,
it's from a movie called Gaslight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I can't remember what year it was done. I saw it popped up the other day on Instagram, and it was basically was about this man that literally was gaslighting his wife, trying to drive her crazy because he wanted to drive her crazy so he could take over all her estate and get her money. Well, but that's where the term comes from.
That's like the movie Saltburn. You actually,
but the reason why it's called Gaslight is because he kept leaving the gaslight on and then making her think that she was crazy. So the film's called Gaslight, but then because of how he was...
What if that's where the term stems from?
That's what she's saying. But because of the treatment and how he was acting in her, hence the term Gaslight, because it's the movie that they're referencing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That saying's annoying.
People throw buzzwords around.
The new gen is just, it's just buzzword galore, man.
Yeah, you know the other one is toxic.
Everyone's been a narcissist. Everyone's getting gaslit, and it's like, bro, 3 years ago, what was happening?
No, but can I be honest?
They never know.
I've been gaslit, and now I know what it means, or now I know there's a term for it. I can understand it. Because you know, sometimes like people do some shit and you're like, huh? Am I going crazy?
Like, you fight in your sleep.
That's not gaslighting.
No, I've been telling you in your
way. Unless you put a light under my butt.
That's gas in the bed.
What's
gaslighting though? What do you mean? What is?
So gaslighting is when somebody...
No, I know what it means, but like, some people look at it like, if me having an argument and I don't see your point of view, and I'm maybe trying to say something.
No, people throw it around.
That's what I'm saying, but people use it as in like...
No, people throw it around loosely.
Like, what are you talking about?
And then that's a narcissist at that point when they're like throwing it around loosely.
So if you was cheating with someone...
If I was cheating?
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong, done. It's done. It's toast.
So if you're cheating with someone and you said to your girl, like, listen...
You're crazy.
You made me... do that. You push me to this.
I didn't want to do that, but you're not giving me enough of this. Okay. You're not showing me enough of that. So that's gaslighting.
It's like psychological. What's it called? What's the exact word for it? Reverse psychology. It's like psychological reverse psychology, basically.
Somewhat.
It's like they make you believe something. That's not true about yourself.
That's gaslighting in a nutshell.
To make you feel bad about yourself.
What happened if it is true though?
Or to have power over you.
But I'm saying in terms of the example you use,
what happened if it is true?
But then it's like, do you know what, bro? Then you should just take an account and say, do you know what? You was doing this and then it made me want to go and see it with someone else. So I should have really split up with you. I cannot cheat.
I remember me and my son's dad broke up for like, it was about 6 weeks. And then I wasn't even in the house.
He's like, gluck,
gluck.
It's just unfortunate. It just had to go on.
Something like that, or maybe I don't know. I can't remember correctly. And gaslighting. Well,
got 4,000,
you know.
Got 2,000.
The story is actually 5,000. However, 10,000.
Anywho,
yeah, no. And then a guy came up to me, my type, pulled up to me, and he said, "Where are you going? What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm not single." I was fully single. I was single for like 4, 3, 6 weeks or whatever.
But you knew you were getting back together.
Yeah, my heart was still there. So
there you go. Yeah. Then your heart was there.
Your buddy would tell you, man. I say, what?
He's like, nah, not me, but I don't be like,
my head's there, my body's crying. This
you need to slap your cheeks.
But I said single for how long? 6 weeks?
It was about 3 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks.
That's single.
I mean,
that's
to be honest.
Single.
I don't throw around the term gaslight. When people gaslight me, I just laugh at them.
But I'm saying, I hear what you're saying, but some people just act like they have been and they haven't been.
No, but I'm saying because people love buzzwords. And you're right, every man's a narcissist and everyone's toxic and everyone's being gaslit. I completely understand. I'm just saying, in the general, you know what I mean? So I do understand that. But what I'm saying is I don't throw that word around. In my mind, on reflection, I might be like, yo, gaslit me, you know? Like,
no, but women can be nasty.
But when men say that shit, or people say that stuff to me, my first, but again, like I said, when you're fully in your power and you love and know yourself, those things just go. And my first thing, like you said, I just laugh. I just laugh at people.
No, but I hear it though. Because for example, if I heard a story about a guy, for example, my boy jumps in the group chat and he says, yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how to speak to this girl, man. No, what's wrong? And he goes, bro, she keeps farting in her sleep, man. I don't have to tell her. I think I'm going to ghost her. I'm not going to be mad.
Why? Number one, is farting natural?
She has inflection.
Answer the question. Yes or no? Number one.
Are you letting me know you're
question.
Farting in your sleep?
Answer the question.
Yes, fart is natural.
Number two, does everyone fart?
Yes.
No.
Number three, was I asleep?
Yes.
Then what's the fucking problem?
Because every time I sleep over, you're farting.
But I'm sleeping.
No, that's different. That's different. If you're farting, it's different.
Kelly, what you've done.
But I'm sleeping.
No, I'm saying if someone has a problem with getting ghosted, how do they address it?
She's done it wrong. What you need to do is tell him, by the way, when we go to sleep, I'm going to fart. That's what you done. You need to tell him.
Gaslighting him.
But I'm saying,
that's not gaslighting. No, no, no. What I'm saying is,
but I don't know I'm going
to
fart.
No, if a guy says to me,
but that's not gaslighting, by the way.
I'm not saying it's gaslighting. I'm saying if a guy says to me, oh, I ghosted a girl, and I say, oh, why? She keeps farting in her sleep. I'm like, oh, why didn't you speak to her about it? I can't.
Why?
Because maybe he can't. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if he said that to me, I'm not going to think he's a bad guy.
That's not gaslighting. Just because
I'm not saying gaslighting. I'm just giving an example. I'm joking.
But in all fairness, like I said, I just asked you three fundamental questions, which you answered, and he's a cunt.
Aunt.
It is an auntie.
No, you can say cunt still.
I can say cunt. I just can't say grape.
I am hot though.
I know it is.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.